Senator Hudson, Senator Hudson, Senator Stewart,
here.
Senator Wright.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Show Senate Bill 1162 temporarily postponed. Take up tab 1892 on business organizations by Senator Pasadomo. Senator Pasadomo, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. I hope you had a – I'm sorry for your weekend that loss and having to read this 454-page bill. Senate Bill 892 is a comprehensive rewrite of Chapter 607 of the Florida statutes known as the Florida Business Corporation Act. The last comprehensive rewrite of our state's corporate statute was made almost 30 years ago in 1989, before the Internet was invented. The proposal will bring Florida's corporate statute into line with trends affecting the use of corporations by businesses today. The business law section of the Florida Bar spent 4 years working on this bill in collaboration with the tax law section of the bar, the reptile section, and the Florida Department of State. And then the business law section spent the entire summer working with bill drafting. This is the same process that was completed in 2013 when we updated and modernized our LLC statute. I want to thank committee staff for working on the staff analysis the last 2 weeks. They have done a yeoman's job in explaining a very complicated bill. Florida has historically been a model act uniform law state with respect to our state's entity statutes, and this proposal follows, for the most part, the 2016 version of the Model Business Corporation Act. Because of the length of the bill, I will not try to describe all of the changes in the bill, but I will highlight a few of the important changes made in this proposal. I also, if anybody has any technical questions, have with me today Phil Schwartz, who is one of the co-chairs of the Business Law Section Task Force that wrote the bill, and he'll be pleased to answer any specific technical questions that you may have. A couple of points. The bill modifies the provisions relating to correcting filed documents. It authorizes articles of incorporations and bylaws to include exclusive forum provisions relative to proceedings addressing internal corporate claims. It makes it expressly clear that proxy access provisions in bylaws are permissible. It modernizes the service of process provisions for corporations. It updates provisions dealing with remote participation in shareholders' meetings. It modifies how director vacancies are filled. It updates provisions regarding shareholders' agreements. It updates provisions related to the composition, operation, and authority of boards and committees. It reorganizes provisions of the statute dealing with derivative actions and indemnification. It modifies provisions on improving director conflict of interest. It modifies provisions for judicial dissolution and appointment of receivers and custodians. It updates and modernizes the provisions dealing with mergers, share exchanges, and conversion, and expands the statute to allow for the use of domestications in more circumstances. It cleans up appraisal right provision, and lastly, it mirrors the LLC statutes with regard to corporate name, registered agent, and qualifications to transact business in the state of Florida. In taking on this bill, I pledge that any rewrite would be non-controversial, and we've made significant efforts to make sure that all interested constituencies have signed off. We even went to the trial lawyers and asked for their opinion, and they didn't have one, which is good. Only one issue has come up, which relates to the ability to notify interested constituencies of a corporate dissolution by publication as an alternate to making a filing with the Department of State. And Senator Stewart fought me hard and fast on that, and she's come up with an amendment that I'm happy to take today. With that, Mr. Chair, I'm happy to answer any questions, or rather Mr. Schwartz is.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, there is one amendment. Take up Amendment 287142 by Senator Stewart. Senator Stewart, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. The amendment restores to the current law the ability for a dissolved corporation to file notice of its dissolution with the Department of State or publish a notice of corporation dissolution in a newspaper of general circulation in a county in the state in which the corporation has its principal office, if any, or if none, in the county in the state in which the corporation owns real or personal property. I appreciate your support.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms on the amendment? We have two. We have Wayne Mullaney for the American Lawyers Media. Waving. Thank you. And we have Ron Book from Gannett Newspapers.
Waive in support of both the bill and the amendment by Senator Stewart and Senator Pasadena.
Thank you very much. See no other cards. Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Stewart, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Aye.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Any opposed? The amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? See none. Are there any appearance forms for the bill? We have one other. Philip Schwartz.
Here on behalf of the business school section of Florida Bar, they're obviously in support of the opportunity to speak.
Thank you so much. See no other forms. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? See none. Senator Pasanomo, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
I'll wave close.
Madeline, please call the roll call for Senate Bill 892.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart? Senator Wright?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 892 is reported favorably. Thank you so much. Later. Now we're going to take up Senate Bill 1098 on sales tax refund for eligible job training organizations by Senator Lee. Senator Lee, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the indulgence of the committee. Senators, Senate Bill 1098 is sort of a continuation of our efforts to support job training, create jobs in our state, and support job training organizations. This bill would create a sales tax exemption for eligible 501c3 job training organizations to refund 10% of the sales tax the organization remits to the Department of Revenue on its sales tax of donated goods during the previous fiscal year. The maximum fiscal impact, the ceiling on this tax exemption would be $2 million in any given fiscal year. And, of course, it'll need to be scored by the Appropriations Committee it'll need to be allocated for it by the Appropriations Committee in the budget.
Are there questions on the bill? See none. There's no appearance forms for the bill. Is there any debate on the bill? CNN, Senator Lee, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I waive my close, Mr. Chair.
Madeline, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1098.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 1098 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. Chair Committee.
And now I'm going to hand the gavel over to Senator Torres.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're going to take up tab 4, Senate Bill 1112 on taxation by Senator Gruters. You are recognized, sir, to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed 50 years of legal precedent holding remote sellers of goods could be required to collect and remit state sales taxes if those sellers have an economic nexus with the state. Since this case, 41 states and the District of Columbia have established remote seller requirements and the threshold to protect small businesses. Senate Bill 1112 seeks to modernize the sales tax law to address sales facilitated through electronic marketplaces. The proposal would require marketplaces providers facilitating the transactions to collect and remit the taxes. The sellers in such a marketplace would be relieved from these requirements. 13 states have adopted these provisions. In addition to modernizing the sales tax code, this bill continues the legislature's commitment to reduce and ultimately eliminate the business rent tax. As Florida is the only state to impose a state sales tax on commercial leases of property, this bill currently proposes to reduce the CST rate by an additional 1.5%. It clarifies that certain heavy rental equipment is inventory for property tax purposes. And lastly, this bill provides a two-week disaster preparedness sales tax holiday this June, which would include items such as flashlights, batteries, generators, and hurricane-proof doors and windows. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, we do have some appearance forms here. Scott Jenkins. Andy Gonzalez. Francine Brown. Is it Francine? French? Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, sir.
It's all right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. French Brown, on behalf of both Florida Retail Federation and Florida Chamber of Commerce. Just wanted to stand up and thank the senator for running this good bill today. This is a very large tax bill, obviously, and deals with some complex issues. Really, the main goal of this bill is to put in place some protections for those out-of-state small businesses, as the senator mentioned. Florida has a law on the books right now, and there are no protections. So to follow the U.S. Supreme Court's lead and put in those small business protections that were adopted in South Dakota and many other states is of utmost importance. Additionally, the reduction of the business rent tax, as the senator mentioned, is something that both Florida Retail Federation and Florida Chamber fully support. So thank you for your time, and I'm here for any questions.
Any questions, members? Seeing that, and I apologize again for changing your name. Jeff Johnston. Thank you. Jason Unger. Thank you. Cashin Dorlett. Did I say it right?
Almost. Very close. You do better than most. It's Cashin Drolet. I'm here with the International Council of Shopping Centers. We represent the global retail real estate industry. Here in Florida, we represent 129,601 retail real estate establishments, 2.4 million retail real estate jobs, $390 billion in annual retail real estate sales, and $23 billion in sales tax revenue. Want to thank the members of the committee, Senator Gruters, for introduction of this bill. This bill marries two issues that are very important to ICSC's members, e-fairness and continued phase-out of the business rent tax. We are very supportive of the legislation, have long advocated in D.C. for sales tax fairness and sales tax fairness in the states, and business rent tax reduction continues to be an important issue for us. So I thank you for your time and consideration today. Happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions, member? Seeing none, thank you, ma'am, for the presentation. Brewster Pelvis.
Brewster Beavis.
Associated. Beavis. There you go. It's the Spanish in me. I apologize, sir. Kurt. Winner. I butchered another name.
Thank you for getting the name right. It's usually not.
Oh.
I'm from Kurt Winter from Florida Tax Watch. I just wanted to say thank you very much for bringing this bill forward. We have supported the business rent tax reduction and the collection of remote sales tax for a long time. It is, as everyone knows, an unfair tax to Florida retailers, but I wanted to point out there's another issue that makes it unfair, and that is one that's often overlooked. You know, most Floridians don't pay the tax when they buy something that's not collected by the sale, and most of them don't realize that they have to. Some do pay, some voluntarily turn it in, and then there's some like the woman from Pompano Beach that contacted us last week. This woman received a letter from the Department of Revenue telling her that she had purchased a car part online back in 2016 and the sales tax wasn't collected. She was told she was going to be under self-audit and to complete a worksheet to estimate all her taxable sales that she hadn't paid on. They wanted her to send screenshots of her order histories from eBay and Overstock.com. Needless to say, she was confused and scared and upset. She originally called us just to make sure it wasn't a scam because she couldn't believe that she had to pay tax on this. She figured if tax wasn't collected when she bought it, it was because she didn't have to pay. So, you know, is it fair for people like that to pay when most others do not simply because DOR came across an untaxed transaction of theirs? If the tax would have been collected by the seller, the state would have gotten the money. DOR wouldn't have to devote its resources to collect it, and this woman would have been spared the emotions and the trouble of following through with the DOR audit. You know, Florida's tax laws shouldn't make millions of taxpayers unwitting lawbreakers, so we fully recommend that you move forward with this bill. Thank you. I'll answer any questions if there are any.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions, members? Seeing none, thank you again. Nancy Steffens.
Thank you to Chairman Cruders for this great bill and the Manufacturers Association of Florida.
Thank you, Nancy.
Is that Turner Queen? That's Jennifer?
Jennifer Queen?
On behalf of Best Buy, I waste my time on the floor.
Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill, members? Seeing none, Senator Gruters, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I will talk about this bill a little bit more. You know, this bill is one of my favorite bills of this whole cycle, and the reason why is because it finally potentially could level the playing field for our homegrown Florida businesses. You know, with the Supreme Court ruling with Wayfair, it gave us a chance to look at this opportunity, and people always talk about the last 2 years we've reduced the business rent tax by 0.1%, which goes a long way, but this actually reduces it by a point and a half all at once. And we don't know what type of revenue is going to be generated. This is not a new tax. This is merely a convenience. We're offering a convenience to the consumers who are buying these goods online and helping them with their responsibilities that they're required to do already. This is a very important bill for our state because it will level the playing field a little bit for our retailers that are suffering greatly. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Madeline, will you please call the roll call on SB 1112?
Senator Hutson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes.
By your vote, Senate Bill 1112 is reported favorably. And I hand over the gavel, and I apologize to those who I took their names or mispronounced their names. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Torres. Is there any other business for this committee? Senator Wright moves we adjourn. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so the motion adopted. We are adjourned. Thank you. It's a convenience.